Have a listen to this. Ah, yeah. There's something strangely comforting about that music. There are many people listening who've watched their fair share of Murder, She Wrote episodes. It's been a cult hit with many fans. And one mega fan in particular has created a unique show called Solve Along a Murder, She Wrote. I'll say that again for you. Solve Along a Murder, She Wrote. It's on at the Pavilion Theatre, Dunleary, tonight and tomorrow. And its creator, Tim Benzi, joins us now as he smiles to the theme tune of Murder, She Wrote. Good afternoon, Tim.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
That's good.
Solve Along a Murder, She Wrote. What's going on in your head, Tim?
I don't know. It's a very weird space in there, let me tell you.
Yeah. We have spoken to the London Vegetable Orchestra already today. It's a strange day at work. Yeah. So you're obviously a fan, first.
Yeah. I watched it when it was first on television with my mum and dad and, you know, like most people, and tried to solve it every week. Was a bit obsessed with Agatha Christie at the time.
Right.
And there wasn't Poirot and Marple, so this was it.
You know. So Angela Lansbury starred as...
As Jessica Fletcher, yes, absolutely. Yes.
And I used to be suspicious of her. I didn't want to be anywhere she was because there was always a murder. You know?
Yes, there is a very popular fan theory that, in fact, she murdered them all, right? But it's actually quite old. There's an episode in one of the later seasons of Murder, She Wrote where she's on like the witness stand or something, and the prosecutor actually makes mention of the fact in the show. So, yeah, I mean, if she turns up to your town, I would, pack up your knives.
So... Where was the light bulb moment then where you said you turned this sort of obsession, maybe, hobby, into something different?
You know what? It was late 2018 and I was in a pub and the name Solve Along a Murder, She Wrote popped into my head, right? Like Sing Along a Sound of Music, I guess, is the obvious inspiration, really. And I Googled it and there were zero hits.
Surprise,
like,
surprise.
No one had done this crazy idea. I couldn't believe it. And so I pay a license fee to show the episodes and I just created it and did it in a pub as a bit of a lark. And the first show was a bit of a mess, to be honest. Things, a bit tech didn't work. But nevertheless, like, everyone went nuts.
Yes.
Like the cheering.
There was
unreal.
The germ of something there.
And then now it's my full-time job and I travel the world doing it. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Just because it's not television, Tim looks very happy, just so you know. So how does it work?
Right. Well, I don't want to give too much away, but we do watch an episode of Murder, She Wrote, and it is constantly interrupted by kind of games and prizes. And we have a fameometer where we rank the guest stars in order of fame. We have a suspiciometer, so we kind of solve it collectively. Uh-huh. And I don't want to give too much else away, but you don't have to have seen Murder, She Wrote to enjoy the show.
Okay.
That's the way we deal with that. And also, it absolutely doesn't matter if you've seen the episode this morning and you know who the killer is. It is on TV a lot, you know.
Do you dress up?
I do, yes.
And does one have to dress up if they go?
No, you don't have to. But you know what? Fangelas, as I call them.
Fangelas.
Yes. And I met someone last night who's been to see me 12 times in Ireland because I've toured around. They often do dress up. So a common dress up is the grey tracksuit, which she's jogging in the opening credits, as I'm sure you remember.
I do, of course.
Yeah. But I've had fishing, the yellow fishing coat, Jessica Fletcher. I've had, the trench coat, all different costumes.
She sort of, when I watched it as a younger person, she reminded me of sort of a female Columbo.
Yeah, Columbo comes up a lot. And I think I really feel like Columbo's kind of the brother program to Murder, She Wrote. And people often say to me, you should do this for other shows, you know. And the one they always suggest is you should do Solve Along a Columbo, right? And I'm always like, why would that not work?
Because they always see the murder first.
Yeah.
I know more than I think.
Very good.
I know more
of course
than
you
I
do.
Think. Yes, yeah. Have you seen the recent iteration of Matlock?
Yeah.
Kathy Bates.
Yeah.
What do you think?
You know what? That pilot, right? I don't want to give too much. I don't want to spoil it for people, but it pulls the rug out from under you a few times. It's not what you think it's going to be, is it?
Yeah.
I think she's really appealing. I really like Kathy Bates. So I'm going to keep going with it.
And there's sort of an Angela Lansbury appeal about her.
Yeah, I think so too, definitely.
She had a strong connection to Ireland, and Angela Lansbury. She lived there for quite some time.
Of course. Yeah, absolutely.
So you've done 400 shows.
Yeah. I think.
Yeah. Right. Solve Along a Murder, She Wrote. You also do another show, a one-man show.
Yeah. So I started doing this show called It's a Mystery.
Right.
Which is about why we love cozy crime and whodunits. So it's a monologue. It's not, there's no video of anything. But I really was obsessed as a child with Agatha Christie. And I read 65 of her 66 novels before I turned 14.
Wow.
So, and so I've always loved whodunits and murder mysteries. But obviously,
cozy crime, that's
cozy
a genre.
Cozy crime, it's a thing.
Right.
Yeah. And it's very important to stress that because, I mean, true crime is quite different,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And I'm not so into true crime. It's too much like real life and horrible to me.
You'd love Poker Face then.
Love Poker Face. Love. And have you seen High Potential?
No.
At all? That's really good as well.
Oh, I think I started watching that. So yeah. She's a cleaner.
Yeah, and yes. She's kind of like,
and what
she's quite smart.
Yes, yes, yes.
In an interesting way.
So she's cleaning up around an office and she solves the crime there. Yeah, they've left it on the board or whatever. Yes,
Yeah.
So you like your whodunits. I tell you what, we've put together a little quiz for you.
Oh my God,
TV theme tunes.
Yep.
Okay, so we've 1, 2, 3, 5. Let's see how you do it. How do you think you're going to do?
I don't know. I listened to the quiz just before and I got all of the questions right.
Yes.
So that's a bit exciting, but I shouldn't have said that now because I'm going to bomb out and embarrass myself.
Okay.
But we'll see. I think you're going to ask me 5 TV themes if I get them.
Yes.
I reckon I'm going to get 4.
Right, that's your prediction.
Yeah.
Tim Benzie, Solve Along a Murder, She Wrote. TV theme from a whodunit TV detective type thing. Number 1, here we go.
That's Cagney and Lacey.
It is Cagney and Lacey. That's a ding. Cagney and Lacey is correct. Well done. Okay, Cagney and Lacey. That's see you, Cagney and Lacey. Bye. Right. Okay. Right. 1 out of 1. TV detective TV theme tune number 2.
Oh my God! I don't know. It's going to be something British or Irish, isn't it?
You see, I just got this from Spotify, so it could be wrong.
I don't know what that is, I'm afraid.
If I was to say to you, something's bothering me, ma'am.
No.
Columbo.
That's Columbo?
That's what it says in the Spotify thing. No. You don't recognise that's Columbo.
No.
Okay.
No.
I'm going to give you half a thing for that because I could be wrong on that. But that's what it said. Okay, right. Right. Number 3. No. MacGyver.
That's MacGyver?
That is MacGyver.
Oh my God.
That's MacGyver, yes.
Well, okay. I mean, I could be churlish and say he's not really a detective.
You could be pedantic.
So that's a bit unfair. Really,
okay, right, we'll cancel that one.
Cancel that one. Let's get the quiz out of 4. Is that all right? The Rockford Files?
It is the Rockford Files, yes. Back in the game.
Thank goodness. Game, yes. I was feeling shamed out.
That's a good one.
I love the Rockford Files.
Jim Rockford.
James Garner. What a legend.
Okay. Right, so where are we at now? You keep in count. So if it's out of 4, you're 2.5 out of 4.
Yeah, 2.5 out of 4.
Okay, right. Final one. So let's see how we do on this one. So it's a TV detective, TV theme tune, Tim Benzie of Solve Along a Murder, She Wrote. Come on, Tim!
The A-Team?
No!
I know what this is. I'm sorry, it's Magnum P.I.
It's Magnum P.I., yes. What was the guy? He wrote a lot of them, didn't he? He probably, the same guy wrote a lot of them.
Donald Belisario or Glenn
Mike
A. Larson.
Mike Post.
Oh, the theme tunes.
Yeah, he wrote a lot of those. So they sound similar.
Oh, dear, I'm ashamed.
No, you shouldn't be ashamed. That's not part of your... We just threw that in for a bit of fun. and people could play along at home, which is great. Solve Along a Murder, She Wrote, is in the Pavilion Theatre in Dunleary. I'm sure you'll be back if people can't get to it this time round. Tim Benzie, thanks so much for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having me. Fantastic.